We're going to look this evening at Proverbs chapter 3, and let's read here verse 5, 6, and 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, 6, and 7. I want to preach to you tonight on this topic, sit still and trust God. Sit still and trust God. We'll read here Proverbs 3, and beginning there in verse 5. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When I thought about this idea of sitting, I thought of how we need to rest. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to wait upon the Lord. And the message tonight is somewhat geared along those lines of the aspect of how we just need to sometimes sit still and trust God. There are times we need to sit still. We could be so busy trying to do something or figure something out when there's things that are out of our control or you know, they're beyond what we can figure out. And God wants us to sit still and trust Him. Trust Him. And that's really the focus and the aim that I want to go this evening with the message. Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, would you please speak to our hearts now? Use your Spirit to convict our spirit, but also to challenge us, to comfort us, to strengthen us. Father, sometimes we so much are busy trying to figure things out or do things in our own strength when you want us to wait upon you. You want us just to sit still and trust you. And Lord, help us not to be determined to do things on our own or force things, Father, when maybe there's times where we need to wait on you, times where we need to sit still and trust you. Encourage us, please, and help us tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit still and trust God. I'm going to share with you just three simple thoughts tonight from these verses, and we'll be done, and Mr. Toter is going to take us to Dairy Queen. So, amen? Sounds good. Sounds good on a hot summer night. Dairy Queen, wonderful. Even Dilly Bars and ice cream bars, so that stuff's good. And amen. Proverbs chapter 3 here. It's three simple thoughts. Sit still and such and such. Number one tonight is this. Sit still and trust God. Sit still and trust God. Verse 5 there, the first part of it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Isn't that a wonderful verse? And we can quote it, but sometimes it's a hard thing for people to actually do. Sometimes we struggle to actually trust Him with all our heart because, you know, we have this mind, we can think, and we'll want to figure things out on our own, or we'll want to maybe force something to happen on our own, when God says, no, I want you to just trust me. I want you to sit still and trust me. Don't try to force it. Don't try to move ahead of me. Don't try to do something that you know, you're trying to figure out all the answers. Trust God, that He has the answers. This week when we were traveling home from Michigan, Rebecca was there in the van, and she was trying to get her seatbelt on. And you know what it's like sometimes when you're trying to pull a seatbelt, and maybe you've struggled with it for a little while, and it gets stuck. It kind of gets into locked position. And it doesn't matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to pull that seatbelt any further. And here was Rebecca, and she was in the van, and she was trying to get her seatbelt on. And she's pulled the seatbelt, and you know, and now she's the way a kid especially can do. They're then trying to reach out of their car seat and around, and the seatbelt was locked; it wouldn't go any further. But as a child, you're there, and you're struggling. You're trying to pull the seatbelt as hard as you can, and it won't go any further. But you're struggling to get that seatbelt plugged into the lock over here. She might try different things. I don't know if it was me, and it's probably happened to me not too many years ago. I'm there, and no, then you're even maybe trying to suck your tummy in, and you're trying to, can I make it fit? Can I make that seatbelt fit? You know, but it won't pull any further. Now, a seatbelt, this got lots of room to fit lots of people, lots of person, doesn't it? But when you struggle sometimes, I want to pull that seatbelt and plug it in. It ain't going any further. It doesn't matter how hard you try, how much you want to pull on it. And Rebecca couldn't do it. She was struggling. You know, it can work you into, you know, being frantic to try to get that seatbelt on and so on. But it wasn't pulling any further. And Rebecca had to stop what she was doing. She had to stop struggling to do it herself. And she had to sit still. And she had to listen to Mom. Rather than struggling to do it on her own and struggling to get that seatbelt plugged in, she just needed to sit still for a moment. Stop struggling. Listen to Mom, who could instruct her and say, Rebecca, you gotta let the seatbelt go totally back. And then it'll work. You'll be able to pull it out, stretch it out, and you'll be able to get it plugged in. And she did that. It's amazing how easily the seatbelt worked when she just sat still and listened to the instruction of Mom, and she was able to get it plugged in. You know what? We can be the very same way with God sometimes. We may be struggling so hard to do something on our own, like as if we're pulling on that seatbelt. And it doesn't matter how strong we are, how much we try, we pull and pull and pull and want that effort, but we're not going to get it connected. We're not going to get it plugged in. And we do that sometimes in life. We do that sometimes with God, where we're struggling to do something, we're struggling to figure something out. And God says, sit still for a moment. Don't worry. Trust me, listen to me for a moment, and I'll tell you what I want you to do. I'll tell you how you can do that, and you won't have a problem. Boy, there are times where we just need to learn to stop struggling and sit still and listen to God, because God knows what He wants us to do. And God knows what will get it done. Sometimes we may be working hard to figure something out. Or maybe we're trying to work out of a situation. Maybe we're struggling with all our might, with all our energy, and we're pulling on something, or we're trying to accomplish something, or we're trying to find an answer for some difficulty in our life. And it may be that what we need to do is just stop the struggling with that seatbelt and sit still, listen to God, trust Him, because He can tell you exactly what He wants you to do. We need to stop, sit still, listen to God. Wait for God to instruct us in what He wants. Let God tell us if there's maybe a better way to do something than what we've been trying to do. But you know what? That means stopping the struggle. Stopping all the, you know, we can exert so much effort and so much energy and even so much mental, you know, effort trying to sometimes figure out a solution or find an answer to a problem or work through some difficulty in our life. And we're busy all trying, struggling to do something. Even maybe sometimes work for the Lord, but yet we struggle with it. We may need to stop and sit still and listen to what God would tell us He wants us to do. Number one, we need to sit still and trust God. Number two, we're almost there to go to Dairy Queen, okay? Number two, sit still and acknowledge God. Amen? That gets you excited. Amen. That's the most he's been excited about preaching ever. Amen. Sit still and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. Again, look at the verse. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I said, number one, we need to sit still and trust God. Sit still and trust God. Number two, we need to sit still and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. What do we need to acknowledge? We need to acknowledge who He is. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. We can't do that unless we're trusting in the Lord with all thine heart, leaning not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We need to acknowledge who He is. He's God, isn't He? He's God. Acknowledge that He is God. Sometimes we think, well, I'm God, and I'm God of my life, and I can figure things out. No, He's God. And since He's God, that means He's omniscient. We believe that the God who wrote the Bible, we believe Jehovah God is omniscient. That means He knows everything. If He knows everything, then He probably has an answer for everything that you're facing in your life. It wouldn't matter what the situation was or what the difficulty, what the problem. He has an answer. He has a solution. He is omniscient. Acknowledge who He is. He's God. He's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. He's omnipotent. He's an all-powerful God. Again, there may be things where, because we can't figure it out, we need to sit still and trust God, remembering, He's omniscient. He knows everything. But we may also need to recognize his omnipotence in that he's all powerful. We maybe struggle to do something and it just doesn't seem to be working. Why don't we just sit still a little bit and trust God and talk to God and let God tell us what he wants us to do or maybe how he wants us to do it. And if we're doing what he wants and the way that he wants us to do it, listen, he can help us. He's got the power to help us. He can make it work. We need to acknowledge who he is. He's God. So if I'm going to rely on him, it's not like I'm relying on somebody who's unreliable. I'm relying on somebody who's faithful. I'm relying on somebody who's powerful. I'm relying on somebody who is the source of all knowledge and the source of all wisdom. Listen, you can rely on him and he can help you. Acknowledge who he is. He's God. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. Letter B, acknowledge your need for him. Acknowledge your need for him. You can know who he is, but everybody, every born-again Christian would say, oh, of course, he's God and God's all-powerful. But how often do we, yet we know who God is and we know how powerful he is, do we still try to do things on our own? Listen, God wants us to humble ourselves and admit, acknowledge, we need him. We need his help. We need his wisdom. We need his power in our lives. We got to be tired of struggling to recognize, I know that I need him. I need him in my life. I need his power. I need his wisdom. I need his help. We need to acknowledge our need for him. Not be so dependent on ourselves. Again, the verse, what does it say? Lean not unto thine own understanding. We got to admit, I need God's help. Acknowledge, I need God's wisdom. I need his strength. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We may struggle to figure something out. We may struggle for a solution. We may struggle to get something done. But we need to remember and acknowledge we need God and we need his help. And we need to truly turn to him, rely on him for that. Letter C, acknowledge his leadership in our lives. Acknowledge his leadership in our lives. We can so easily, especially when we're young, we can have our plans and we can have our lives all figured out. Brother Navarro, before the service, we were joking. Something was said about Father's Day, and he said, "Oh, probably about 6 years, I'll be a father." You know what? As a young person, we can have our life all figured out, can't we? I know that this is going to happen, and this is what I'm going to do when I get out of high school, and this is what I'm going to do when I get out of college, and that girl, I've already got her picked out. I'm going to marry her this year, and, you know, we've just been dating a couple months, but I got it all figured out. We're going to marry in this year. We'll have our first child in this year. We're going to be on deputation, and we'll be in the mission field in this year. We got it all figured out. And that's good, but you know what? We need to acknowledge his leadership in our life. God has a plan. And God's plan may sometimes be altered a little bit from our plans. I'll talk about you next week, Vaughn. God's leadership in our life may mean that we wanted to do this, but God wants us to do this. Or we thought that at this moment, at this time, this is where I'd be. But it may be that God doesn't put us there yet, or God doesn't do that yet. We can have our plans, we can have things figured out. But you know what? God still wants to be God in your life. What a novel idea. God wants to be God in your life. And so we need to acknowledge his leadership. He's to be the one in charge. I'm not to be in charge. He's supposed to be in charge of my life. God's supposed to be in charge of your life. Every one of us. We need to acknowledge who he is. He's God. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. Letter B, we need to acknowledge our need for him. That yes, I do need his wisdom. This brain, though God gives us an amazing, amazing mind and so on, it's amazing what the mind can do. Our mind is not at all like God's mind. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, the Bible says. And we need to acknowledge that I need him. I need God's wisdom. I need God's help. I can't figure things out. There are times where we need to sit still and trust God because we don't have understanding and we don't know what to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge who he is, acknowledge our need for him, and acknowledge his leadership in our life. Recognize that, you know what, he's to be the one in charge, not you or me. We're not to be in charge of our life, he is. He is. And we need to be submitted to that. I said this, number one, we need to sit still and trust God. Sit still and trust God. Number two, sit still and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God, acknowledge who he is, acknowledge our need for him, and acknowledge his leadership in our lives. Number three. Whew. sit still and surrender to God. Sit still and surrender to God. You think you can help me with them? Let's review, class, okay? Number one, we need to sit still and do what? Trust God. Sit still and trust God. Number one. Number two, we need to sit still and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge who He is. Acknowledge our need for Him and acknowledge His leadership in our life. Number three, we need to sit still and surrender to God. Sit still and surrender to God. A few points under that. Letter A, we need to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Again, read the verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. It takes humility to trust in somebody else rather than trusting ourselves. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. That takes humility. But verse 7, especially, first phrase of that verse, be not wise in thine own eyes. Isn't that what so often people are doing in the world? We're wise in our own eyes. We think, I'm wise. I know what's right. I know what's best. Remember in the book of Judges, we learned that in Sunday school. One of the big problems in that day and age during the period of the Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes, the Bible said. They all thought that we're doing right, but they were all doing what was right in their own eyes. Instead of doing what God thought was right, instead of doing what God thought was best, or what God says, this is good, or this is what you ought to do. Listen, we need to humble ourselves. Be not wise in thine own eyes. If we're truly going to sit still and trust God, and sit still and acknowledge God and acknowledge His leadership, if we're going to sit still and actually be willing to, okay, God, I'll surrender that Your way's better than my way, and Your plan is better than my plan, and Your timing is better than my timing, we're going to have to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. That means maybe forsaking our own way or giving up our own way. Humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Letter B, we're going to have to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. The Bible says in that verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. There used to be a little slogan years ago here in North America, no fear. No fear. And people would sometimes even, you know, they'd have that on cars or different things, no fear. You know what? The truth is, people have been living that way towards God for a long, long time. No fear of God. No real fear of God. No real reverence or respect to God that, okay, yeah, He's God and He'll be God in my life. Too often, we honestly do not fear God like we should. The Bible tells us many times we're to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. We're to reverence Him. We're to respect Him. We're to follow Him. Again, it says in Proverbs 3:7, fear the Lord. Turn with me real quickly, just over to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Oh, I can taste that ice cream already. Can you taste it? Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's probably Emmanuel that gave me the idea for it. He said that at his dad's church in Trinidad, on Father's Day, they kind of, this tradition has been started that many families in the church, they go out to Pizza Hut lunch buffet for lunch just for Father's Day. So that's a good idea. I think maybe we should work on that. But amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse number 1. You didn't eat supper yet, did you? You got to be excited about this. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 1. The Bible says, now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. And then look down to verse 24, Deuteronomy 6:24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God. Notice the next few words. For our good. for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Do you know that fearing the Lord, it's for our own good? God says, it's for your good always. I want you to fear the Lord, and I want you, if you fear the Lord, you're going to obey him. If you fear the Lord, you're going to keep his commandments. You're going to be surrendered to God. You're going to do the things that God wants you to do in your life. And he says, when you fear the Lord, it's actually for our good always. It's for your own good. It's for your benefit to fear God. The God who made us and the God who loves us, don't you think he knows what's good? Don't you think he knows what is best for us? Don't you think he knows what will make you happy? God wired you, and I know that God made us all unique, and God made us all different, and I'm different than you, and you're different than me, and thank God we're not all identical, because we'd really be sick of each other. But he makes us all unique and all different. And some of you might think, well, God just doesn't understand me. Or I know what's going to make me happy, or I know what's best for me. Some of you need to realize, no, God knows what's going to make you happy. God made you. God knows all about your emotions. God knows all about your feelings. God knows all about your desires. And he knows what can truly make you happy. Be willing to fear the Lord. Be willing to follow him. It is for your own good. It is for your own good. We need to sit still and surrender to God. Letter A, humble yourself. Letter B, fear the Lord. And letter C, follow him. Follow him. In Proverbs 3, and verse number 7, Proverbs 3 and verse 7, it says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Depart from evil. I said, letter C, follow him. Follow him. If you're following him, you know what? You're going to be departing from evil. If you're following him, you're going to be forsaking your own way. If you're following him, you're going to be pursuing after that which is good. When it comes to making life decisions, following him means maybe being willing to forsake our own way and follow his way. Being willing to sit still and trust God that, you know what, his way is best for me. This afternoon I've been singing His Way is Perfect, haven't I? I'm not sure why I've been singing it. I'm not sure why God put it on my heart this afternoon, but at home and then in the van coming to soul winning time and so on. His way is perfect. His way is perfect. Though I may not understand his way. I forget all the words now, but I was singing the words that I know. My wife makes fun of me. Sometimes I sing songs and I make up a whole new words to them. But I know something. His way is perfect. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him. Follow him. Sometimes following him means I'll forsake my own way and I'll follow his way. When it comes to being willing to live the Bible way, being willing to live by God's standards of holiness and not just, you know, our own standards. You can't depart from evil without following after that which is good. You know, and that's another area of life where we have to surrender to God. And when it comes to this is what God wants for our life, and this is God's way, and this is what God's word says, and this is what God's statutes and commandments teach us, that God wants us to live a holy life set apart unto him. We often can think, but I don't think that's what's best for me. Or that's not what I want to do. Or that's not what a lot of Christians do, and so I don't want to do that. No, if there's something that God's word says, this is how you ought to live, and this is God's way, and I want you to be a holy people, then we should do what God wants us to do. Be willing to surrender to his way. Surrender to his word. Too often people just don't want to humble themselves and surrender to God's word. And I think we don't fear God like we should. We don't fear God like we should. We're going to have to humble ourselves. We're going to have to fear the Lord. And we're going to have to follow him. Help me review. We're almost there. Number one, we need to sit still and trust God. Sit still and trust God. Number two, we need to sit still and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge who he is. Acknowledge our need for him. We need him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. That is exactly what God wants us to do, but we're so prone to do the opposite. In our flesh nature and so on, and just in our own minds and so on, we often think, I've got the ability to figure everything out. I don't. God wants us to learn to trust him and lean on Him for little details of life and big details of life. Now, sometimes there may be big decisions of life or big details or big, you know, situations and life-changing decisions. God wants us to learn to trust Him with little decisions every day. Little things. Little things. Acknowledge our need for Him. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Let Him direct your paths. That involves the acknowledging His leadership in our life. I'm not to be in charge of my life. He's supposed to be in charge of my life. He's supposed to be in charge. Sit still and trust God. Sit still and acknowledge God, who He is. Acknowledge our need for Him and acknowledge His leadership in our life. And then number three, sit still and surrender to God. Sit still and surrender to God. Humble yourself. Fear the Lord. And follow Him. Proverbs 3 said this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Can you say it with me? Can you say it with me? You maybe even can quote it. Some of you can read it if you need to. Let's just try to say it together. Proverbs 3, 5-7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to learn to sit still and trust You. God, I know in my own life, and I'm sure other people would be honest in their life and say there are times where maybe I struggle with that seatbelt trying to get it plugged in, and it's just not working. We can struggle in all our strength and might sometimes to do something and accomplish something, and maybe we just need to sit still and listen when God would say, quit struggling. If you just listen to me for a moment, I can tell you a way that it'll get done. Let's not struggle in different areas, struggle in making choices, struggle in figuring out a family problem, struggle in laboring for the Lord. Let's recognize that if we sit still and trust God and listen to Him, He can tell us the best way. He can help us to know just how to do something. He can help walk us through a situation that's maybe a difficult situation in our life. Help us, Father, to trust You. Help us to acknowledge You. Help us to acknowledge Your leadership. Help us not to play Lord of our life, but to let You be the Lord of our life. Help us to admit and realize how much we need You. And Father, help us to surrender to You. Sit still and trust You. Sit still and acknowledge You. Sit still and surrender to You. May we humble ourselves and fear You like we should, and then follow You. Forsake our way and follow Your way. Help us, please, in little things of life to trust You. In big things of life to trust You. Help us, please, to just acknowledge how much we need You every day. With our heads bowed, our eyes closed, let's stand together. I'm going to ask the pianist to play. And during this time of invitation, let me encourage you to come and kneel in prayer. Talk to the Lord about some things in your life. Recognize God's leadership in your life. Acknowledge Him. Admit your need for Him. You're facing some problems. You got some struggles. You got some difficult decisions. You maybe become weary a little bit, even sometimes in your Christian life. Maybe you've been struggling, pulling on that seatbelt as hard as you can, trying to get it plugged in, and it's just not working. Maybe we need to sit still, listen to God. Thank you. You can be seated. we might sometimes wonder, you know, does God want to be bothered with little things in my life? And the truth is, He does. God wants to be bothered, if you will, by little things in your life. He wants you to come to Him in little things. God loves that. He's God, and He has the right to be God. And He wants us as His people and as His children to humble ourselves and come to Him as little children. Say, God, I need You. I need Your help. I say, but it's just something. I know what to do. I think God would be honored and pleased if we'd say, God, I want Your wisdom. God, I know You're supposed to be in charge. And, I mean, little things. Big things, of course, we recognize then, oh, I need God. But little things. Daily things. Let's pray about everything. Let's talk to God about everything. Trust Him, acknowledge Him, and let's surrender to Him. And that will please Him. That will please Him greatly. Let's pray. Who wants to go to Dairy Queen with us? Amen. Amen. Jamie, good vote. We'll have to talk to your mom about that. Hey, we'd like you to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.